I'm delighted to welcome back to Susie Radio this Thursday afternoon, Jerry Blumeyer from Pilgrim Harps. Jerry, hello, lovely to see you.
Hello there, nice to be back.
Now, I suppose the main thing we ought really to get straight to is your presence in 10 days' time or so at the Reigate Christmas Fair.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. Well, we've organised what we call a come and try event, and the whole idea of it is that you needn't have had any experience playing a harp before or even any musical instrument at all before. And the great thing about the harp is it makes such a nice sound, whatever, almost whatever you do on it. So it's great to come along, and you'll be guaranteed a lot of fun. And we're putting that on with our good friends at Reigate Piano Workshop, and they'll be having their pianos as well to show.
Okay, any idea whereabouts in the town you're going to be?
Well, we're going to do our come and try at the piano workshop itself, and that's in Albert Road. But also, we're going to have like a presence really in the High Street, because we've got harpist Margaret Watson, and she's going to be playing in the High Street on one of our harps, of course. And and she's fantastic because she plays all kinds of music, and people will come up and probably say, do you know so-and-so, thinking that she won't be able to play it, and of course she will.
I think there's actually quite a bit of the sound of the harp that goes very nicely with the festive season.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely.
It's the tinkling bit, yeah. Somehow. Now, you've had one or two exciting visitors to Pilgrim Harps in Tilburstow Hill this year, have you not?
Oh, yes, definitely, yes. Yeah, well, early on, the beginning of the year, we had to keep it a secret for a while, but we were told that the Duke of Kent, His Royal Highness, was wanting to pay us a visit, and so that was terribly exciting. And we got I'd never seen our workshop look so clean and tidy, even though we'd had specific instructions to make it look like we carried on working.
Now, was that recognition, or was that a personal interest on the part of His Royal Highness?
It was. Although he's really into his music, and he's in fact patron of several orchestras, and although people might associate him more with Wimbledon and that kind of thing, he's very, very keen on his music. But he'd never, ever been to any music manufacturer before. The Sheriff of Surrey was organising a day for him in Surrey to see just one or two interesting places, and I think we would... selected as one of those things.
Excellent. Can you tell us what the collective noun is for mayors of Surrey?
You preempted me. Yes. Well, when you have someone like His Royal Highness come along, it's protocol to invite the local mayor, or in Tandridge, you invite the chairman of the Tandridge Council. And she said to me, as they were walking round, I have a civic day coming up fairly soon. And it basically involves entertaining all the mayors of Surrey. Do you mind if I bring them round? Of course, we said yes, and then thought about how on earth we'd do it afterwards. Probably 25 to 30 people visiting. And we can really only show 7 or 8 people round at any one time. So we split everybody up into little groups.
Right you are. I think we'll split this up into little groups as well, Jerry. So we'll go to Katie Target Adams and talk about it afterwards. Well, there we go. That's Katie Target Adams. Tell us a bit about Katie, Jerry.
Well, actually, Katie's someone we've probably been associated with quite a while, and we made a harp for her a few years ago now, and she started to make it quite big over here, but in the end moved over to Hong Kong, and she's huge in China, apparently, and just recently she's played at the Miss Universe of China or Miss World of China or whatever competition, which was televised, and apparently they're still very mad about that sort of thing over there.
Okie dokes. Well, it's good to hear the harp on Susie Radio, albeit fairly briefly. Now, you've had the Duke of Kent, you've had all the mayors of Surrey. What about these film crews who've been over to Tilburstow Hill?
It's been one of those years, hasn't it? We've been looking to find time to make harps. Yeah, we've had several film crews, and we had one very recently, Living Surrey TV, and they broadcast out every Friday. It's a really interesting programme, actually, on 7 o'clock on Sky Channel 192. And we went out last Friday, and they did a lovely clip of us, and lots of pictures of the workshop, chatted to all of us and went through quite a bit of the process.
Now, I know that one of your own personal interests is harp art, if we call it thus. Yes. What's been going on since we spoke to you 12 months ago in the way of interesting commissions?
Well, I seem to be painting half the time, but some wonderful recent commissions was one lady. I love the ones where they're really brave and they go for exactly what they want. And this lady said, "I want a cute but large baby dragon with big turquoise eyes and the wings wrapping around the back of the body and the tail spiralling up the pillar." And I have to say, it was great fun to paint. There's another one lately, just finishing off really at the moment, and it has some gold painted ivy spiralling up the pillar, which is the big column at the front of the harp, and some ivy on the soundboard. But then the little extra thing to it is that she wanted her cuddly toy, Daisy. It was very, very endearing little fluffy cow. So she wanted that painted on her harp, but she's now in her teens and she didn't want all her friends teasing her that she got this cuddly toy painted on her harp. So we hid it slightly down towards the bottom of the harp between the pedals, so she could look down at the pedals at the bottom in front of her, just to gain confidence and see little Daisy looking back up at her.
I suppose with such a relatively unusual shape, it is a form which really lends itself to art. Talking about the shape of the harp, Jerry, tell us fairly briefly how you set about making one from the bottom up.
Well, if you think about the harp as a triangle, you have the pillar, as I've been talking about, at the front, and that really supports the harp. You have the sound box, which is the hollow body. Imagine like on most of a guitar, really, a sound box. And that's the bit that sits back towards you. And then across the top is the neck. And that's where the other end of the strings are attached. And on the neck are the devices that give you your semitones, just like the black notes on the piano. So a pedal harp's got little things up on the neck, attached to the pedals, give you, so you see C natural, C sharp, for instance. And then the small harps have little levers, and you do that by hand.
Is there anything else you need to tell us this afternoon while you've got the freedom of the airwaves?
As I say, do come along to the Come and Try Day. I promise you it will be an awful lot of fun. Like I said, the harp makes such a fantastic sound. We can use those levers to put the harps into those beautiful glissando sounds that you sometimes get. If you remember, any of you are old enough to remember back to the play school days, through the arched window, and then you got that lovely harp glissando swirl sound. And anyone can do that, and we can set the harp up to make that fabulous sound for you. So do come along and try that.
So that's the Reigate Christmas Fair on Saturday week, the 6th of December, and you'll actually be round in Albert Road at the piano workshop. Jerry, we look forward to having you back in 12 months' time again to tell us about more interesting and unusual commissions, and who knows, perhaps Her Majesty will drop in the coming 12 months. Jerry Blumeyer from Pilgrim Harps, South Godston, thank you so much for being a return guest on the Afternoon Stroll.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And we've got some contact numbers for you for Pilgrim Harps as well. The phone there for Jerry Blumeyer is 01342 893242. The web address is www.pilgrimharps.co.uk. And if you're interested to find out more about harp art, then if you Google Jerry Blumeyer, B-L-U-M-I-R-E, harp art, all one word, that should get you where you want to go.